Okay, the next parak we are up to here in Tehillim is Parak Ayin Beis 72. And this parak is every parak is a special one, but this one, according to many, the Radak and others, this is the last parak that David HaMelech wrote. It's not put at the end because we want to end on a high. We want to end with the hallelujahs that we have, with the praises. But this is David HaMelech lying on a deathbed, his tefillah for Shlomo, his son. That's the last topic of the parak. And that's why at the end of this parak, it says, the last pasig is Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. This is the end of the Tfilos of David Ben Yishai. So yes, the Gemara in Psachim has a drasha of Kalu, Kal Elu. All of these, Prakim, in Tehillim, are the Tfilos of David Ben Yishai, but the simple pshat of Kalu is Nistaimu, right? This is the end of David HaMelech's Tehillim, because this is all about his son. That's what the Radak says right here. Zeh Mizmar Chibur David al Shlomo Bino Kishehim Licho. He wrote this about Shlomo when he was Mamlechim. Lefichach Amar Besof Mizmar Kol Tehillim Ben Yishai. Ki Besof Yamav HaYezeh Shayeshochei B'mitaso. At the end of his days, he was in bed. V'lo Karolo Dover Acharkach Sheyomer Mizmar Alav. Nothing happened afterwards that he would write about, that he would sing about. Ubazeh HaMizmar Kalut Filosav U'Mizmorav. And with this mizmar, his tilos were finished. V'sof ha-sefer ha-echad me'achamisha svarim. Sheish b'zeh v'zeh hu'zeh ha-mizmar. V'lo sidru ha-mesadrim. It's not at the end, because we end with Hallelujah. So that's the one pshat of the whole parak. It's all about Shlomo HaMelech. There is another pshat. The Radak also says this. V'yesh omrim. Others say, and this is what Chazal say also. Zeh ha-mizmar ha-melech ha-mashiach. Maybe this is all about Melech ha-mashiach, this mizmar. Which is also David HaMelech's progeny and his descendants, but it wasn't just Dafka for his son, but for his for the future. But again, it could all be generalized, as we've always said, to any Melech, to any ruler that we daven for. Maybe the Das Mikra says maybe it was Shlomo HaMelech himself. L'Shlomo, it started off the parak, L'Shlomo. Is it about Shlomo or, like the other parakim, L'David, David said it. So maybe Shlomo said this, he davened for himself. Maybe daven for himself at the beginning of his malchus, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him the chachma and the siyata d'shmaya. The fact that David HaMelech's last mizmar was about tefillah for his son, you know, reflects the importance and what he's thinking about at the end of his life, that his legacy continues, malchus based David, and also reflecting the idea, the chiyuv. It's a chiyuv that parents have to daven for their children. Right, not only the hishtavlus of going to parent workshops and reading up on how to be the best parent, but davening. That's also the Gemara in Nida Daf Ayin. The Gemara tells us the three questions: how do you become rich? How do you become wise? And how do you have great children? So the Gemara says it's a combination of hishtavlus and tefillah. Yivakshu rachamim mimisha chachma shalo by chachma. Yivakshu rachamim mimisha o shalo. Yivakish rachamim mimi shahabanim shalo. And therefore, habalo halo sagya. Right? The idea of the hishtavlus and the tefillah, you know, one without the other is not going to work. And that's what this parak reflects also, that we recognize. And David HaMelech recognizes the importance of tefillah. So here we go. So, Lushlomo Elokim, Mishpatecha LaMelech Tein Hashem, give mishpat, give wisdom to the king, because that's the basis of his malchus, right? Because so much of being a king is about being a judge, being the shofet, and that's what David HaMelech davens for. Let him be a king like you, Hashem. The Radak says, what does that mean? Beli edim ubeli asra. Just like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only one. Alti dan yechidi. Shei dan yechidi ela echad. The Bishop Pirkei Avos says. But once in a while, the king has to use extra legal ideas. That's what the Radak says. Kishem shadadam below edim asra. Kach Shlomo bini. You had done beli edim asra. And where did this come up? That's what happened. We know the story with the two women and the cutting of the baby. There were no edim there. There was no asra there. But Shlomo HaMelech used his wisdom to figure it out. V'tzidkas ben melech, give him your mishpat and give him your tzedakah. Some say the melech is Shlomo and the ben melech is melech HaMashiach. Okay. Yodin amim b'tzedek. Right? David HaMelech davens that he has a fair and just bezdin. Yadin amcha b'tzedek. He should judge. He, the king, should judge your am with righteousness. Va'aniyecha b'mishpat, and your aniyim with mishpat. Why is it called your aniyim? Not just aniyim, it's your aniyim. So this may be alluding to the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yud, where the Gemara explains, well, who makes an ani? Right? This was the question that Turnus Rivas al-Rasha asked Rabbi Akiva. If your God loves the aniyim so much, so why doesn't he give them give them money. Tanya, Hari Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh lo labal din lahashivcha. V'zu she'ela shal turn. The surface of Rashi is Rabbi Akiva. Im alokeichem o evaniim hu mipnei ma einu mefarnasam. If your God loves the aniim so much, so how, why doesn't he give him food? Amarle kedei shenitzal anu bahen midina shal gehenim. Because he is being mezake us to feed them, to support them. He gives us the opportunity to get stuck. Why does he choose some and not the other? Okay, that's a kasha. And then the Rav Tirz Rav says, answers back, what do you mean? If he makes them poor, so why are you giving them money? Right, he gives the mashal of somebody's thrown in jail and the king says, don't give him any food. And this guy goes in and feeds him. So it's against the king, what the king says. So Rabbi Kiva says, no. It's like when the king puts his son in jail, but ultimately he wants to be nice to the son. And therefore he's very happy when people send them food. So we are Banim LaMakom. We are Banim LaMakom whether we do Ratzon Hashem or whether we don't do Ratzon Hashem. That's what Rabbi Kiva teaches to the service of Rasha. That's what we say, Aniyecha. Your Aniyim Hashem, please, help the king have wisdom to judge them properly. Yisu Harim Shalom La'am. The mountains will bring up peace. There should be peace in his day. Ugva'os Bitstaka. The harim and the gvos, maybe as a remez, one of the achronim say, point out to the medrash. The medrash says sometimes even if Klal Yisrael don't deserve to have the geula, bischus avos and imahos, they will be redeemed. The medrash in Shmos Rabba in Perek Tezvav, mau middaleg al heharim, amar kadosh baruch hu imani mistakel maaseim shal Yisrael. If I look at the Jews' actions, einam nig alim laolam, they're never going to get redeemed. El olami ani mistakel la avosehem hakedoshim. Lachin siv medaleg al haharim in harim ela avos. Shnemar shimu harim is Rav Hashem. Ugvaos hainu imahos. Right, so that's maybe an allusion in this pasuk. Right, the schus, if you say this pasuk, the parak is about Yimos HaMashiach, it's even more. The schus avos. Yishpon aniyayam yoshia livnei avyon. Right, he will judge the poor. He will save the evyonim, the aniyim, the evyonim. Vidaka oshek. Right, and he will push down those who oppress. Yira'uchem shemesh, v'lefnei yareach, dor dorim. This pasuk is used by Chazal in Brachas Davtes for the halacha of Vasikin, davening with the sun. Yira'ucha, they will fear you with the sun. So the Pashup Shana context, it means the king will fear you with the sun. What does that mean? We'll see soon. But Yira'ucha, the Gemara in Brachas darshins that you should always daven with the sun, daven Vasikin. Rashi there quotes not only with the sun in the morning, but with the sun in the evening. And, Davina Mincha Ketana. Yerucham Shemesh, Masai, says Rashi. Im Shemesh Klomark, Shemesh Yotze, Hainu Menetzachama, Velefne Yareach, second half of the Pasuk, before the moon, Aft Filas Hamincha, Mitzvasa Im Dimdume Chama. That's Rashi. Im Dimdume Chama, as the sun is going down and the moon's starting to come out. Machlokas Turin the Rambam, whether Mincha Gedol is Lachadchila, Mincha Ketana is Lachadchila, that Rashi seems to understand. Mincha Ketana, there are two other beautiful thoughts on this pasuk about Shemesh and Yareach. Rav Hirsch and the Malbim. Rav Hirsch and the Malbim. Rav Hirsch says, what's the Shemesh and the Yareach? Rav Hirsch says, the Shemesh, the daytime, people in public when they're up and about in society, and Yareach, the moon, is when they go at night and they're in their private homes. In both of those situations, Shlomo HaMelech should lead them to fear Hashem, whether they're in public or in private. Let the king, through his teachings, through his own example and his personal influence, cause all the society of the Jewish nation, both the citizens of the state and as individuals, to fear not him, the king, but only God. Both by day and by night, says David, let every man, both as a citizen of the state, as an individual, under the public eye, as well as in quiet retirement, live every moment of his life filled with the fear of God and guided thereby. May such be the fruits of the king's reign in the midst of the nation. So that's the Shemesh and the Yareach, according to the Rav Hirsch, the public and the private. If you look in the Malbim says, why the sun and the moon? They should be just like the sun and the moon, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically. And they never falter. And they every day, there's never a time when the sun says, I'm not going to rise today. Hatztaka bein ba'adam la'makom v'yiras Hashem tiyeh kfuah b'lev ha'am ad sheyamlitz sheyuchem shemesh. Yitzayer es ha'shemesh v'yareach ha'sovevim b'marach ha'sam tamid b'li shinui u'b'li hefzik mitzad tzivu Hashem. Sheim yireim es Hashem v'shomrim mitzvosav. The sun, the Rambam writes, in Uchaz Yisod HaTorah, the sun has self-awareness. They're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have such recognition is kilo they don't have bechira. V'zeh hevdal bein yitzuri Hashem ho'el yonim uvein ha'adam sha'adam yesh lomar bechira v'yitzro yateu lefamim l'shmo pekudas Hashem. A human being, sometimes we turn away. They never turn away. And the David describes that door to be with such yiras Hashem. That's the bracha. It should be like the Shemesh and the Areach in terms of their avoda. We continue. Yered kamadar al geiz. His words should rain down on the people, like on grass, just like grass can't wait to have the water of the rain. So too, the Malbim explains. Bnei Yisrael and that dar should yearn and love the words of the king. Sheyedamet shukoseyem l'shmoa musaro kitshukas ha'asavim l'kabel ha'matar. Right, there's matar and tal. There's a beautiful Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim discusses this in his commentary on Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu Hashemayim v'adaber v'tishma aretz imrefi ya'arov kamatar likhi tizal katal imrasi. What the difference between the tal and the matar, the Chavetz Chaim explains, there's Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh. Because if you look at the rain is countable. It's countable. It's like impossible to count, but it is in the type of countable. If you put a cup on earth, it catches all the rain, you can count the drops. Dew, it just appears. It's not countable. It's infinite. Rain is Torah Shebechsav. It's finite. And Tal is Torah Shebal Peh. It's infinite. And Torah is compared to both. Isn't it a wonder that you would think that what's finite, Torah Shebechsav, people will jump at it, they could finish it. Torah Shebal Peh is infinite. He says, but nowadays, nobody learns Torah Shebechsav. Nobody's learning Navi nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim. Right? All they jump to Torah Shebal Peh. He says, "Shuras hadin no sena shetzrichim ayidulios bekiim heitep b'torah shebechsav sheish lagvul v'kitzav alo b'torah shebalpeh sheinerach lagolo bemas nafochu adaver." Nowadays, he says, "Yesh lano baruch Hashem in Torah shebalpeh lomdim muflagim bekiim b'charifim v'nihirim lam shvile d'shnei talmudim bavli rishami heitev uluumazeh b'torah shebechsav ein itanu af echad yodeya l'targem pasuk kitzuraso." Right? We don't know how to read psukim. So says that's the Tal, it's the Geshem. The Geshem is the Torah. So David Melech is davening here that the Torah of Shlomo HaMelech should, or of the Melech HaMashiach, should be open on the hearts of his nation. Kir v'rivim zar zifah aretz. Yifrach b'yamav tzadik, the tzadikim in his generation should blossom. V'rov shalom, this should just be peace, ad b'li yareach. Just be peace, you know, forever. Ad b'li yareach, what do you mean? B'li yareach. So b'li yareach might just mean Bali, Mitzvah Sion says, Milashin Bliya Vehefsid, right? Bali is a lashon of getting worn out. Getting worn out, it shouldn't never get, the peace should never get worn out. It should be, forever and ever, right? Bali Yareach. The Mitzvah David says, Ad Olam. I saw in the Biyurei Chasidus, maybe it means, you know, the peace, it shouldn't be up and down. It shouldn't be up and down peace. It should just be straight peace. It should have ups and downs. Like, Ad b'li yareach, without the sun, meaning we want to be like the, without the moon, we want to be like the sun, which is, constant. The moon waxes and wanes, bigger and smaller. So he quotes from the Or HaMeir, here in the Biurei Chasidus, Hispal tefila zu aver b'no shlomo, u'bikesh b'Hashem yisbarach, yashalom sheyia b'mei b'no, yashalom t'midi, b'li mailos u'mordos, k'mo ha'yareach. So that's the tefila. Rashi says, this is the only part of the tefila that didn't come true. The Chachma came true and the peace came true, but the foreverness didn't come true. That's what he says. V'chol tefila zu niskayma chutz midavar zeh. L'fisha shlomo chata, l'fichach lo nimshecha malchuso. It stayed within Malchus based David. That was the promise. Lo yosa shevim Yehuda. But he lost it because the Malchus of the nimshach, he sin shamalchus nimshach lo David al tnai. Im yishmru v'anecha es darkam. Right, and because there were sins, that's why it did not stay. We continue v'yerd miyam al yam. He will rule from sea to sea. Uminar anapse aretz. The king should rule very far. Lufanav yichru tziyim. In front of him, the tziyim should bend. Who are the tziyim? The Mitzvot Tziyon says. The Mitzvot David says. People who come from the islands. Va'ayvav afar yilachechu. His enemies should lick dust. Malchei Tarshish v'iyim mincha yashivu. The kings of all around should bring him gifts, which they did. Malchei Shva, you know, the Malka Shva came. Usva Eshkar, Eshkar is a matana, Yagriva, they'll bring him. V'yishtach v'lukom malachim, kol goyim yavduhu. All the kings, all the goyim will serve him, will give him honor. Why? Not because he's scary, not because he throws around his power. Why? Ki yatzil evyon mishaveya. Because he's just, and he says, right, well, when the Sukkim described the king, the queen of Shva and the others coming to Shlomo, they heard about his wisdom. They heard about, they were inspired by him. Ki yatzil evyon mishaveya. Right, this is why they will come. Because he saves those who are needy, the oppressed. Va'ani ve'ein ozer lo. Those poor who don't have anybody else to turn to, they turn to the king. Yachos al dal ve'evyon. Again, he has rachmanis on the poor. Ve'nafshos evyonim yoshia. Over and over again. Why is, what makes a successful king? He cares about every little individual. Mitochu mi'chamas yigal nafsham. From toch. Toch, the Mitzvot Sion says, mit inyono machshava ra'a tzmuna betoch alev. From terrible kavanas, mitoch umechamas, and from robbery, yigal nafsham, he will redeem their souls. The yekar damam beinav, their blood, every life will be precious in his eyes. Rav Hirsch again, on these psukim, Rav Hirsch again says, what's going to be inspiring about this king? Says Rav Hirsch, find the lashon here. They will pay tribute to him because he will champion their cause against all malice and tyranny. Even the smallest drop of human blood will be infinitely precious to him. And therefore he will count the spoils of his kingship, not in terms of shattered human happiness and slaughtered human lives, but in terms of the building and advancement of human happiness and prosperity. All the world will result in his becoming arbiter and counselor, friend and helper to princes and nations, and cause his moral influence as a ruler to extend over all the earth. This is David HaMelech's tefillah for his son Shlomo. Take the world to another level, inspire them, let them all serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We continue. V'yichi, and he shall live. V'yiten lo mizav shva, and he, who's the he, will give him. Rashi says it means Hashem. Hashem will give him from the gold. V'yispalel da'ado tamid. Hashem will daven for him. That's what it sounds like. V'yispalel ba'ado. The Mefarshim explain, maybe it just means that it's a bracha. Hashem will give him bracha. Kol hayom yevarchenu, all the day. Yipisas bar ba'aretz, the bar. What's the bar? Maybe that means food. Rashi says it means tosefes or ribui. There should be so much in the land. Barosh harim yirash, kalavonon piryo. The fruit and the mountains will shake. The Gemara in Shabbos, Darshan, uses this pasuk as referring to Yemos HaMashiach. We mentioned maybe it's about Shlomo, Pashup Shat, but maybe on another level, Yemos HaMashiach, and this pasuk is used to prove that there'll be tons of plenty in the future, maybe plenty even in the supernatural way, that there'll be cookies growing from the trees. That's what this pasuk is used for there. The yitzitzu meir kesev haaretz. They will sprout. People will sprout from the cities. They'll be so successful like the grass. Yehi shmo la'olam lifnei shemesh yinon shmo. His name will be forever. Lifnei shemesh yinon shmo. What does that mean? Lefnei Shemesh, in before the sun, in front of the sun, as long as there is sun, Yinon Shemo, his name shall continue. The Pirkei de Belazar says Yinon is a name of Mashiach. It's another name of Mashiach. And the Pirkei de Belazar in Perek Lamed Beis there says that there were six people that were called their names before they were born. Shisha Dvnikru Bishmosan Ashlon Odov Elohein Yitzchak Yishmael. Right, Hashem said those names. Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo, Yoshiyahu, and Shmo Shel Mashiach. All of these, some of these are beferish in the Psukim. Yitzchak is beferish in the Pasuk, according to Shmo Yitzchak. Yishmael is beferish in the Pasuk. Hashem Baruch Hu said those. The other ones are not beferish. Moshe, that's an allusion. Bishagam, right, in Brachos, Bishagam is Gematria Moshe. Where it says in the pasuk, "Vayyamav me'av esrim shana." Shlomo minayin kine ben nolalach yishlomo yeshmo in divrei hayamim. It doesn't say it in Malachim or the end of Shmuel Beis, but in divrei hayamim it says it. So Yitzchak and Yishmael and Shlomo are beferish, and Yoshio is beferish. This was 100 years before pasuk in Malachim. Ki aben nolad lebeis David Yoshio shmo v'lamanek Yoshio levit shenirtza kishai. So 4 out of 6 are beferish. The Moshe is not beferish. Here, Melech HaMashiach minayin, shenemar, pinesh, lefnei shemesh, yinon shemo. lifnei shemesh, before. V'lamenik reshmo yinon shehu asid liyanein yisheni afar. He is going, Mashiach is going to come to wake up those who are sleeping, meaning tchias hameisim. But the Rinas Yitzchak here has a nice discussion of, it sounds like from that drasha, that Elio or Mashiach is going to come before tchias hameisim. When exactly is tchias hameisim going to come? There's evidence in both directions. Whether tchias hameisim is going to come before Mashiach, after Mashiach. There is a Radvaz. The Radvaz says there's going to be two tchias hameisim. One for the tzaddikim at the beginning of Yemos Mashiach, and one later on for the rest. And some suggest that maybe that's the double lashon we say in Shmoneh Esrei. We say every time Mechayim Meisim Barachamim Rabim, and then we say Mechayim Munaso Lishenei Afar. Right, that's what's the double lashon. Maybe that's a remez to the Radvazes. Either way, this is Yinon Shemo is a lashon of Mashiach. Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Osein Vlos Lavado Blazes Hashem Uvarach Shem Kvodo Liolam. What we say in the morning V'Yimalech Kvodo As Kol Haaretz. Right, this is how David signs off. Amen VaAmen Kalut Filos David Ben Yishai. So Ein Muktam Umuuchar B'Tehillim. But this really is the last parak. The Radak says at the end of his commentary here in this parak that the Christians use this parak to teach us, and they say it's alluding to Oso Ha'ish, to Yeshu, but he disproves that on many levels. Just mention one. Daven for him, you know, if he's a god, he doesn't need to be davened for, among other many other tainas. But the Pasha, what we believe is it's about Shlomo or it's about Yemos HaMashiach. Right? That takes us through Ayin Beis. Next time we pick up with next Ayin Gimel.